It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the first full week of trading for the month of July brought in some pretty good gains pretty much across the board in all of the commodities, except for the cattle side of things, which they continue to see a little bit of pressure. We'll talk about the week's performance after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the first full week of trading for July seemed like everything was going good for the commodities, pretty much posting gains in every session other than Wednesday. Of course, we did see quite a bit of news this last week that helped give the market some direction. Of course, the first one being weather, as we continue to see forecasts calling for much above normal temps for the entire 48 states. Through this week, and a little bit more moderating the heat in the next week, but still staying above average. This, of course, helped push the grains because of most of the crops going to be in pollinating over the next couple of weeks, and this could certainly cause a little bit of concerns with production. That tags on to USDA's report that came out on Friday, which showed tightening stocks because of a smaller than expected wheat crop. That was now estimated to be close to 1970 levels. And a corn crop that saw a pretty good tightening as far as stocks are concerned, pushing new crop down to that 1.7 area. Soybeans seeing a modest report with basically stocks being left unchanged. But overall, the report was friendly. So now we not only have weather on our side, but we're also seeing USDA coming out with a friendly report. And throw on top of that war, which continues to escalate as far as the Ukraine and Russia is concerned, and the U.S. and Iran, putting a strain on shipping logistics. So all of that came in to help support the market last week. Minneapolis wheat finished up 33 to 34 cents, while Chicago wheat was up 30 to 40 cents. Kansas City was up 37 to 38 cents. Over in the corn market, we saw 16 to 19 cent gains. Soybeans were up 45 to 55 cents. Soybean meal gained $14. Soybean oil gained almost $3.50, while canola was up $37 to $39. Over in the cattle markets, we struggled. Live cattle were down anywhere from $3.75 to $4, while feeder cattle were down $6 to $7.50. We did see lean hogs lose about a buck for their week as well. Crude oil was up $2.35. Gold was down $21 an ounce. The dollar was up almost 0.2 cents, and the Dow Jones gained 240 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.